takes to fool this town. I'll do it till the sun goes down and all through the night time. Oh yeah, oh yeah. I'll tell you what you wanna hear. Keep my sunglasses on while I shed a tear. It's never the right time. Yeah, yeah.
Shanti, I'll smile. I know what it takes to fool this town. I'll do it till the sun goes down and all through the night time. I'll tell you what you wanna hear. Keep my sunglasses on while I shed a tear. It's never the right time. I put my armor on, show you how strong I am. I'll put my armor on. I'll show you that I am unstoppable. I am a Porsche with no brakes. I am invincible. I win every single game. I am so powerful. I don't need batteries to play. I am so confident. I am unstoppable today. Unstoppable today. Unstoppable today. I am unstoppable today. I break down, only alone I will cry out loud. You will never see what is hiding out deep down. I know, I have heard, that to let your feelings show is the only way to make friendship grow. But I am afraid now. I put my armor on, show you how strong I am. I put my armor on, I will show you that I am unstoppable. I am a Porsche with no brakes. I am invincible. I win every single game. I am so powerful. I don't need batteries to play. I am so confident. I am unstoppable today. Unstoppable today. Unstoppable today. Unstoppable today. I am unstoppable today. Unstoppable today. Unstoppable today. I put my armor on. Show you how strong I am. I put my armor on. I'll show you that I am. I am unstoppable. I am a Porsche with no brakes. I am invincible. I win every single game. I am so powerful. I don't need batteries to play. I am confident. I am invincible. I am unstoppable today. Unstoppable today. The path is turn. Arduous. The journey is uphill and tremendous amount of enthusiasm, undefatigable spirit, unexhausted intellect, tireless zeal and zest is needed to pursue this path of spiritual life. To continue this path of self-restraint, self-control, self-sovereignty. Do not stop until you reach the goal. Do not stop until you become the master of all the senses. Do not stop until you become the controller, the king, the sovereign. I am a Porsche with no brakes. The Porsche is going, the car is going, and this car has no brakes. I am invincible. Nobody can surmount me. I am confident. I am unstoppable today. Nothing can stop me. No obstruction. No obstacle, no hindrance. No stumbling block can hinder my progress. I go on. Ahead. Everything that stops me, everything that prevents me, I reject. I throw. I don't care. I am unstoppable today. I am unstoppable yesterday. I was unstoppable yesterday. I am unstoppable today. And I will remain unstoppable tomorrow also. I don't need anybody. I don't need batteries to play. And I am not here to make exhibition. Even if I am having a pain, I'll put my glasses on. I'll shed a tear. I am unstoppable today. Unstoppable today. Unstoppable today. Such bubbling, overbrimming spirit, enthusiasm is needed to pursue this path of silence, of spiritual life, of solitude, of self-control, of pranic living. The best investment is to invest in yourself. The best gift that you can give to the world is your angelic form. Angels are beings of light. Angels are light workers. Angels are known as light workers. They feed on light. They are light, full of light, divine light. And their light spreads. And they see that the light remains unobstructed. So this is the path of light. This is the journey of light. This is to become a being of light. To attain that higher state where everything appears light. Your body is light, your mind is light. All objects seem to be light. Situations come and go. They are very light. Nothing burdens you. But keep that spirit within. I am unstoppable. If God is with me, who can stop me? If I am with Him, who can stop me? If He is in me and I am in Him, who can stop us? When I and my Father are one, who can stop us? We are unstoppable. Combined. I put my armor on. I have the armor of all powers. So while pursuing this path of pranic life, it's not that it is free from obstacles. Many things will come. And many things will come that will make you to stop this path. From pursuing this path. But go on with the faith that others have traveled this path. And they have come out successful. So it's a journey of light, towards light, of becoming light. Angelic form is the highest form of human beings. And how are they shown? They are shown as beings of light with wings, with wand in hand. They are genderless. They are not males or females. And they are messengers of God. And they fly. They don't keep their feet on this earth. And they are very pure beings. And they are intermediators between heaven and earth. They say, they come on earth, they visit the earth, and they come with gifts. They come to help. They come in the times of need. So many angels are described. Michelangel, Archangel, Angelology, the study of angels. So we are on the path to become angels. Like the Father means like angel. And everything that makes us heavy, everything, thoughts, air, water, food, anything that is heavy, obstructs the blockages. Angels are those beings who stay in the subtle bodies, astral bodies, body of light. And body of light has got these chakras, which are invisible, not seen. And whenever there is a blockage in these chakras, in these energy channels, it manifests in the form of bodily diseases. The angels are those beings where the channels are opened. Angels are those beings where there is no block. All the chakras, all the seven chakras are open. Especially the lower three chakras. The lowest manifests as lust. And the person is free from it. There is no thought or emotions related to that. There is an absolute freedom. Second, food. And this are very much closely linked with each other. So no food attracts you anymore. Nothing. Smell, appearance, no matter what is kept in front of you, it doesn't tempt you at all. There's an absolute food freedom. The third is power. You're not power thirsty. So these three, they cause havoc. If you can control these three, you will become a different being, a very powerful being. They are lower chakras. They take you to, they deplete your energy. Once you get rid of these three, then you move up to the heart. It's a chakra of love. You want to help. A desire to do selfless service arises. You move up from anahat to vishuddhi. You develop a desire for higher knowledge. You develop a desire for higher knowledge. The heart chakra is in the middle. It connects the lower three and upper three. When you, all the lower three are activated. Now you move slightly up. Now the person starts thinking about doing something for other. Helping somebody. But then gradually you move up. Vishuddha. Throat chakra. They say that in this chakra, you develop a desire for knowledge, highest knowledge that will free you. Move up. Forehead. The wisdom. The eyes of wisdom are open. And the last, the thousand petal sahasrar, you become enlightened. So in a yogi, this is not a one-time happening. He remains in the state all the time, where all the chakras are open, because there is nothing extraneous which he is putting into the system, which will block them. The moment you put dense food, the moment you put dense emotions, they get blocked. And you realize that they are energy chakras, they just need energy. So you take energy and charge yourself. And you find that once all the chakras are charged, they radiate energy and your body receives energy. So you don't need external energy. You don't need energy from the lower sources. When you take energy from higher sources, you take energy directly from God who is the supreme charger. You take energy from nature. But a time comes when you don't even require energy from nature. Soul alone is enough to sustain this body. But that's a very higher stage. You have to make a very gradual transition. So whilst making this transition, there are certain obstacles. And they are known as detox symptoms. And they are known as detox symptoms. It is because of these symptoms that people stop this path. The moment a person stops or starts fasting, by evening, he starts developing these symptoms. Some people may develop it next day, some third day, some fourth, some fifth. But they develop. And after some time, then the person is discouraged by his well-wishers. And he has to stop. And he stops. So what are these symptoms? And what happens? It is not just the bodily detox. We have nothing to do with food. We are actually doing emotional detox, intellectual detox, spiritual detox. Everything poisonous which is filled in the soul, we want to remove these poisons. The soul has become poisonous. It's venomous. We want an antidote for this poison. And the antidote is pranic life. So what are the symptoms? Let's begin. First thing that can happen is fear. The first thing is fear. What will happen? Because we have been taught, we have been told. It is written in books. Science has taught us. If you don't take, you will become weak. If you don't take, you will die. If you don't take, you will become emaciated, malnourished, dehydrated, and death may happen. And they have a list of people who have done this and this has happened. But when you do it with complete understanding, nothing will happen to you. Rather, you will become healthier and healthier and healthier. Stronger and stronger and stronger. We have got five senses. Sight. Sound. Skin. Touch. Taste. And smell. Out of all the five, if you can control taste, you can easily control all others. If you can master this one, All others will come under control very easily. This is the king, a commander. They all follow the orders. So the first thing is fear, intense fear in the mind. That is the first. Second is weakness. You feel weak. But then weakness will come. As I said, pranic nourishment is different, fasting is different. Fasting you are doing for some detox or some bodily detox or some getting rid of some disease. Pranic nourishment is for higher living. Is to attain the highest satyam, is to reach the Shivam, is to become utterly beautiful inside, from outside. Sundaram. So you start feeding from another source. So you have to keep on telling yourself, my body is being sustained by prana. My body is being sustained by light of God. I don't need this. This is full of chemicals. I don't need chemicals. I am not a chemical being. I am being of light. And only thing I need is light. And light will sustain me. Fully. The divine light of God is filling my being. My every cell is getting all the nutrition from prana. I get everything, all vitamins, all proteins, all minerals. Everything that is needed for my body, it will take on its own from the air and it will produce all those. Keep on asserting this. Daily affirmations. I am wealthy. I am healthy. I am happy. I don't need anything. The nature sustains me. God sustains me. I enjoy this life. So, the second thing is weakness. Okay, if the weakness comes, take rest. Lie down. If weakness comes, do some energizing exercises. Walking, jogging, cycling. Do something. Yoga, Tai Chi, Qigong. Something. Loosening exercises are very important on this journey. Every joint is a chakra. It's not just the seven. Every joint is a chakra. And chakra needs movement. Then they get activated. So keep on moving all the joints. It could be anything. It could be dance also. It could be anything. Slow dance. Anything. But do that. The weakness will not come. Actually, it is a mental weakness. The weakness is in the mind. Because of the associated fear. When you know that, you have begun this pranic journey. Weakness would be there for some time. But then you take rest. You do some exercise. You go and sit in the nature. Just sit down and create a thought that whatever is needed by my body, I am getting it from air, from atmosphere, from the cosmic radiation, from the cosmic micro dust, from the rays of the light. I am full of love. It is known as contemplation of joy, on joy and love. I am Satchit Anand. I am blissful. I am knowledgeful. I am light. Existence, knowledge, bliss. So this contemplation, this meditation will help you get rid of this weakness part. Or do square breathing. Box breathing or square breathing. This is the most powerful exercise. This is known as box breathing. 1, 2, 3, 4, take inhalation. 1, 2, 3, 4, hold it inside. 1, 2, 3, 4, exhale it. 1, 2, 3, 4, now hold it outside. And then 1, 2, 3, 4 again. So this is known as square breathing or box breathing. So whenever you get hunger craving, a strong craving, you want to eat something, start doing box breathing. So you take 1, 2, 3, 4, hold. 1, 2, 3, 4. Then exhale 1, 2, 3, 4. Then hold outside 1, 2, 3, 4. This is one cycle. And if you can combine this in your meditation, it will become all the more powerful. Do this exercise sitting in Paramdham. And you can gradually increase the time, not just 1, 2, 3, 4. Make it 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Then 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. And a time comes, then you don't have to count. Automatically it will happen. But initially do it consciously with counting. And this is a very powerful exercise. And it should be very slow. It should be not like pranayama. We are not doing pranayama here. Pranayama is manipulation of breath. This is very simple. Breath work is very much needed in the pranic journey. The third, dehydration. There's a fear that if you don't drink, if you don't, you will get dehydrated. Yes, dehydration does take place. But see that you don't get dehydrated. It's a liquid journey. Drink as much as you want. But drink it slowly. The most important thing is conscious drinking. Don't take a glass and gulp it down. The best method to drink is with spoon. Drink it with spoon. And small by size spoon. Initially big one, but gradually small one. And please don't use plastics. No plastics. Best is glass. Or soil. Earth. Clay. So drink slowly. And enjoy the drink. Drink it. Watch it. Juice gazing. Look at it. Think of the nutrients that you are receiving. Think of the gifts that God has given you. Think of the color. It's so beautiful. Orange, apple, mango, whichever fruit juice you take, enjoy it. Watermelon, so red. Oh my love, like a red, red rose. Sing poems and enjoy it. And with every spoon, every morsel, a tremendous energy is entering my system. With every morsel I take, all my diseases are going away. I am becoming younger and younger and younger. People become older and older. You are becoming reverse journey you have started. You are becoming younger every day. Your enthusiasm is increasing. Your body is getting rid of all the diseases. My cell is getting detoxed. My cell is getting filled with pure light of God. Feel that this is the glass given by Baba. It's filled, it is a shubhiras. It's very powerful. I am not drinking on this earth, I am sitting in the subtle world. And He has offered me this glass. And this glass is not just glass. But drinking this glass will make me free from food for next 23 hours. So I don't need anything. So this is a very powerful experiment. Very, very powerful experiment. You're thinking medically, you will say, oh, you are drinking this, only this much. Drink more, drink more. You don't need more. The less is more. The less is more. The thing is how you are drinking it. You go to the sugarcane shop and just gulp very fast. You don't feel. Even after drinking 1 liter, you feel still thirsty and hungry. But when you do it conscious drinking, one glass is enough. One glass is more than enough at times. So many things will happen. Tomorrow also we'll see some of the symptoms like dizziness, fainting. You are sitting, you get up and you fall down. This may happen. Dizziness happens. Weight loss. This is the greatest concern. Weight loss. Those who are heavyweight, for them it is okay. But those who are already underweight and they undergo this process, they become bag of bone and skin. Then pain, psychic instability, different reality changes on skin. Tomorrow we'll see some of these. Feeling cold, fever, loosening of teeth, loss of hair, swelling of joints, others. So many symptoms can happen. But don't fear. They will go away. They are very temporary. And body will, when the body is filled with so much toxins, and the first time you are trying to clean the body. So naturally all these things will come out. There is an ink bottle. Ink is finished. Now you want to clean the bottle. You put it below the water tap. So what comes out first? Inky water. So let it come out. Now if you say, oh, ink water is coming and stop. I don't want to wash it. Continue washing. Continue. That means if you are on the path, if you are having all these things. If you do this and you are having no symptoms, probably you are going wrong. If you do this and you are not having giddiness and dizziness and vomiting and psychic instability and sudden gush of lust or something like that, some past suppressed emotion will come out on the surface. Because this is not just physical detox, this is emotional detox. The body is undergoing a strong change, a transition. You are working at your DNA level. You are breaking the patterns of your subconscious mind. So it's a very, very deep process. And gradually you enter it, you take a new birth. So don't stop. I am unstoppable. I am unstoppable. I am unstoppable. I put my armor on. Show you how strong I am. I put my armor on. I am a Porsche with no brakes. I am invincible. I win every single game. I don't need batteries to play. I am unstoppable. So keep going, keep going, keep going. So nothing will happen. If you have the faith and your love for Baba will increase, your love for God will increase. And this is possible. If one person can do, everybody can do that. But gradual training is needed. Very gradual. You have to be very gentle to your body. You must love your body. And if you love your body, you will not put anything into this body that will harm it. So you can start with the experiment for one day. If you are successful, go for 3 days. Go for 7 days. 9 days. 21 days. 30 days, 3 months, see it and see what happens. There was one brother who was just on coconut water for 6 months. I asked him, how was your experience? He said, I was angel. Only water, coconut water. I myself have done once 84 days. I just took 1 glass of orange juice in 24 hours. That's it. But I felt as if I don't need anything. This was enough or more than enough. I started diluting it. 50% water. So, and you feel all the more energetic. You are in the polluted atmosphere, but disease don't enter you. Your body becomes clean. Your mind becomes clean. So we'll continue the journey. And today is the second last day of the journey. So we will be completing 108 days tomorrow of this English series. And then we will take some break. Break of class, not of the journey. The journey will go on. I am unstoppable. Om Shanti.
Takes to fool this town. I'll do it till the sun goes down and all through the night time. Oh yeah, oh yeah. I'll tell you what you wanna hear. Keep my sunglasses on while I shed a tear. It's never the right time. Yeah, yeah. Today.